time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, biggest day in Sacramento radio. We got good stuff for you today, too. November 18th, that's a Saturday night, Golden One Center, GNR back in town. We'll get you into the drawing for those tickets. If you could lick us, Joe's doing animals, I'm doing rock and roll. Give us some good questions. If we don't know either of those categories, we'll hook you up. Let's start with, you feel Randy? You feel like doing some animals, Joe?
I do.
Let's go to Mike. Mike, lick us and win.
Okay, this is for Joe. Only one time in history has there ever been an animal convicted of a crime and sentenced to life in prison. What kind of animal and what was the crime?
This is awesome.
Wow. God, let's think about this logically. What could it be? A dog, probably? I'll say the animal was a dog. Although I want to say lion for some reason.
Oh, a lion.
I'm going to say dog, and I'm going to say probably this is
heinous. Hold on. Before you make your final answer, let me just play this back for you quickly.
The name you've chosen for yourself is completely appropriate because you're an animal.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That was good. That was good right there. That was well played, Jude.
You remember her?
Yeah.
She called me an animal. The name I've chosen for myself is appropriate because I'm an animal.
She was so irate, and the one thing that comes out of your mouth is your hysterical laugh. Like, you loved it.
I did.
Say it more.
Yeah.
Say more to me like that.
So, back to you. Are you going to go lion or are you going to go dog?
I'm going to go dog, and I'm going to go, and I hate to say this, but I think death probably a dog that killed a child, maybe.
It's not a bad guess, though.
I hope it's
close.
I hope
close
it's not
to no
that.
Cigar.
Okay, what is it?
It is a dog. It was a black lab, and it was convicted of killing the governor of Pennsylvania's cat.
Wow. And so what year was this, like 2015, 2016, obviously?
No, 1924.
Yeah, I was kidding.
What, and the dog got life in prison? Where did they have to take it? Did it like get chained up in a kennel somewhere? I mean, what happened to it?
I don't know for sure. I just seen it was in Pennsylvania, and it killed the governor's cat.
So they didn't euthanize it. They just jailed it.
Yeah, life in prison.
Okay. Wow, that is a, you know what? That's a great question.
So, but Joe got it right, didn't he?
No.
Well, half of it.
I got half of it, because he said, what was the animal, what was the crime?
All right, hang on. We'll get you in. Let's go to another animal question. Gabriel, welcome.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Gabriel.
Hey, Joe, what was the name of the species of penguins that stood as tall as LeBron James?
A penguin or a penguin?
It was a species of penguins.
Are we talking ancient? Are these like dinosaurian penguins?
Well, they're extinct.
Well, I know the emperor penguin's about 3 or 4 feet tall. That's a big one there.
I've always wanted to see one of those in real life.
They're crazy looking, dude.
That would be cool.
They are crazy looking. They look like little kids. They're the size of kids.
Yeah, I mean, they're 4 foot freaking tall. I mean, that's crazy.
The big males are 4 feet tall. You know, most of them don't get that big.
These ones stayed as tall as LeBron James and other basketball players.
There's no way these penguins are 6'5 or 6'8 or what. No way.
I've never heard of this. What is it? You guys are getting me today on my animals. I can't believe that. What's it called?
It was the Colossus penguins.
Sounds legitimate.
Huh?
The colossal squid's the biggest squid in the ocean.
And you're saying this penguin back in the day, I mean way back in the day, it was over 6 foot tall.
Yep.
Oh my God, could you imagine you're out in the frozen tundra, you're walking around and that comes out?
No, I could not imagine
that. That's creepy. All right, hey God, that's a great question. It's a colossus penguin. Let's do another one here. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, lick us and win.
This question is for the third brother of Van Halen. That would be you.
I appreciate you addressing me by my true title.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got?
So what I got is Eddie Van Halen's guitar was the Frankenstrat or Frankenstein. What is his guitar called now?
What does he call his guitar? Like what you want the nickname or what he's actually playing?
No, the
nickname
of the guitar.
I'm sitting here drooling. I'm trying to think of what the nickname is. I don't know of a nickname. You're talking about the Peavey that he's playing, correct?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen or heard him referred to it or seen it anywhere in print. What do you think that he's calling it now?
He's calling it Wolfgang.
Oh, well, no, that's one of the models that he plays. You actually can buy the Wolfgang model of the PV.
That's what he's calling the guitar now, Wolfgang.
Well, that's not what he's calling it. It's not a nickname. That's the model. Like, when you go in to buy the PV, it's a Wolfgang model.
Wow, that's cool that they did that, though.
Yeah, well, it's his son's name.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, that's stupid. That sucks. That tripped me up. That's rotten. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, what do you got? Lick us and win.
Okay, I'll even let Joe get a shot at this one.
All right.
This dog can't get it. What was the last studio album by Kiss to feature Peter Criss on drums?
Oh, I think I know this. I think it would have been Lick It Up.
Nope.
Well, Joe's not going to know.
No, the only album I know from Kiss is Lick It Up.
You got to know more, like Detroit Rock. I mean,
oh, yeah, I know Detroit Rock.
Kiss is awful. Awful question,
no,
Jeremy.
That's not true. Kiss is not awful.
I'm trying to think of what came after 1983. Oh, I can't think. I can't think. And so, you know, Kiss, Lick It Up, the best record they ever. Oh, wait, no. Can I change it to Animalize? Was it Animalize?
No.
Well, now I'm out. I don't know what it was.
Psycho Circus.
Oh, see, he said last album featuring him. That's because they came back after Eric Carr and all the other people and all the other incarnations of the band. They did come back with Psycho Circus in the, like, mid to late 90s.
Oh, got you.
Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, that question's stupid, too. Bunch of stupid questions. I'm going to throw a fit right now. These suck. Let's go to Sarah. Hang on, we'll get you in. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, Lick Us and Win. What do you got?
I have a question for you, Dog.
Okay, Sarah.
It is, I want to know, in the movie rock opera, Quadrophenia, after the Brighton Beach riot, uh-huh. They throw somebody into the back of a paddy wagon. Who is it? And what does it say across the doors once they shut them?
Oh, God, it's been a billion years. I'm not going to know this. Was it a member of the band that went into the paddy wagon, or was it a celebrity?
It's a member of a band.
But not the Who?
Not the Who.
Oh, God. I'm not going to get it. I do not know.
It was Sting. And then when they closed the doors, it said Police.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You got to check it out. It's a great film.
Yeah, it's been so freaking long. There's no way I would have brought that up. That's a great question, though. Good job, Sarah. That's pretty damn good. Hang on. We'll get in for the GNR tickets. Let's do a couple more. Let's go to Henning. Henning, Lick Us and Win.
Hi, I've got a question for Joe.
All right, go ahead.
Which animal is considered an honorary vertebrate by the EU in regards to animal cruelty laws?
They are really bringing the heat today.
I know. I mean, what the hell? We should just do caller 9 or something for these tickets.
They are bringing the heat today. What is it? What animal is known as an honorary vertebrate? I don't even understand the question. I really don't.
I don't really either. Just give us
the
answer.
It's an animal that has no spine.
You son of a bitch, don't repeat it. Just give us the answer. Give us the answer.
What is it?
We're begging you.
Yeah, what is it?
The octopus.
The octopus is... No. That can't be right.
Because of how smart it is, it's considered to be covered under animal cruelty laws.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sure that's probably true, but it's not considered an honorary vertebrae.
It is indeed considered an honorary vertebrate.
Really?
I think octopus considered more of an honorary vertebrae
don't
than you
it.
Are an honorary
don't
Californian.
Say it. I knew it. You're
yeah,
say it.
Hey, God, we'll get
right.
You. Let's do one final one, man. I mean, we are bruised. We are battered. We are bloody.
I got beaten with a bat today.
Sam, one more. Give us Lick Us and Win. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Something for you, Doc.
Okay.
All right. So, Brian May from Queen, when he was young and he started playing guitar, he couldn't afford a high end one like he wanted, so he built his own. What did he name it?
Oh, man, all these guitar names. I don't know. I love Queen, but I do not know a lot about Brian May. I don't know.
No guesses?
No, none.
He called it the Red Special.
He called it the what?
The Red Special.
The Red Special.
Hmm.
Okay. Fair enough. And I think that was the last time that I saw GNR in Sacramento. I think they did come back after, but Brian May opened up. That was the...
Oh, we were just talking about that in the meeting the other day.
That was the show where someone filled up a water bottle with number one, and they threw it at Axl, and he threw a tizzy fit for obvious reasons and stormed off the stage. All right, we'll stop right there. We'll get you in for the GNR tickets. More GNR tickets coming, plus you're 10 minutes away from cash. Double pay work day. It's coming.
Fog and Joe.